Just to let you know that one of the earliest St. Patrick's Day parades in the country took place in Dingle a few hours ago. And here you have the sound of the drum and the fife band in Dingle. And one of the members of that band, Tom Lynch, Tosh Aaron, Lina Anish, agus Banach Dina Fede Father Gart Ahamash, agus Aberlion. Gurumila, agus Aberlion Fuin Marshall Shock, because it's a march, isn't it? Not a parade. Cada Horla, tell me about this tradition.
Tasha Dulcier Gadi, I'm sure Cogan was hello in the time of the Lend League, going back to the 1870s, 1880s, when eviction rallies were being held to support tenants who were being thrown out of their land and homes, and those rallies happened early in the morning. That's the first record we have of the fife and drum bands marching early in the morning. And then in 1914, British Army, who were in charge in the town at the time, the police decided that there wouldn't be any celebration of Patrick's Day between dawn and dusk. And to get around this type of curfew, the local fife and drum band decided that they would march prior to dawn. So they went out before 6 o'clock. And we have continued doing that since. So it's a tradition going back well over 100 years. And it's a lovely, lovely morning. Great local participation. Locals really appreciate it. And local parish priest, Father Meinhin, and Father Jim Sheehy get up and said mass for us. And big crowd out, hundreds of people. And it was a nice, soft, modern brabog, like, but it was grand. It was very, very enjoyable.
And there will be a parade more like the rest of the country as well later on today.
There will be, the Chamber of Commerce organised Cultural Patrick's Day Parade. That's starting at 1:15 later on. But our march started at before 6 o'clock, and with Mass in the Hall, we were finished around 7:28. So we will be participating again at 1:15. We'll be leading the parade again at 1:15. So we had about over 30 musicians, fifes, drums, flags in the hall this morning. And as I said, a great participation by locals and visitors alike. And it was a very, very unique sort of march. It was, it's a special march really for the band. It's probably the nicest march that we do in the whole year, even though we do parade for other occasions, different events.
I think you're entitled to a good breakfast now. I hope you're getting everything fed to you now before you get to go again. Tom Lynch, Gurumila Mahal, thank you very much indeed. Gus Banachty, na féile fádraic ort.